The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball was in with us about an hour ago, well, 40 minutes ago, thereabouts, to talk about the weekend sporting action. So Villa and Arsenal at Villa Park, the pick of the fixtures, as he was saying, in the Premier League. But of course, we talked about the big college football game happening in the Aviva tomorrow as well, where Florida State take on Georgia Tech. With me now is Jeff Culhane. He is Director of Broadcasting for the Seminole Sports Network. Is that right, Jeff?
There you go. I like it, yeah, okay. Kieran. Hold on. Keith, horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Yes. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea what that means.
Apparently, it kind of means, you know, ah, okay, or come see, come sa. Horse, horse, tiger, tiger. It's a kind of a Cantonese phrase, apparently.
Horse, horse, tiger, tiger. I'm going to use
so
that in the broadcast
kind of
tomorrow.
You know, some guy, some play, it kind of was okay. It wasn't great.
Third and eight, and you get 4 yards, and you have to punt it. Horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Horse, horse, tiger. Yeah, you use that. I'm going to listen to it now. I'm going to tune in.
I'm taking it. I like
so
it.
So tell me, when did you get here?
We flew through the night Wednesday.
Okay.
Out of Tallahassee, back in Florida, and landed about 10 p.m. Here Dublin time yesterday morning, and man, I tell you, we're having a ball. We're having an absolute blast. This is it's a special city. This game is just going to continue to grow as you know the people that return from it back to the States talk about it more and more. I think it's a special setup. Obviously, the College Football Ireland crew has been fantastic. The Aer Lingus crew has been unbelievable, and you know next year you guys have Kansas State and Iowa State coming over, and those are two fan bases that are going to enjoy it, much like Florida State fans have in the last 24 or 48 hours or
it's
so.
It's amazing. Somebody told me it's the biggest movement of civilians, U.S. civilians in peacetime.
I believe it. Yeah.
Our college football fans.
I think we have around 25,000 fans, Kieran, over here. It's just, we just had a big pep rally over at Smithfield Square. Now we dubbed it Seminole Square after the event, and you know, it's been a ball. It's something we've been really looking forward to since it was announced in the spring of 2023. And, you know, finally it's here. You know, for us back in the States, August is a month where it's just all this preparation and hype and buildup for the very first college football game.
Yeah.
And so it takes forever. Like, you feel like the month of August is the longest, slowest month of the year. But then you get over here, and now this is going too fast. Like, wait a minute, slow down a little bit, because we're just enjoying our time and enjoying your city so much.
I think why people here are so fascinated partly is because we don't have anything to compare it to. You know, we don't have college sports. Of course, there's college sports here. But, you know, they're a minority pursuit in terms of fandom. You go to a kind of a college game, be it kind of Gaelic games or soccer, rugby, anything like that, and it's kind of the parents of people playing are the only people who are there. There's not really a fan base to talk about. In the States, I mean, it is completely different.
Massive. Yeah, it's massive. You know, our stadium, Del Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee, is, you know, right now it's undergoing a renovation, but at full capacity, we're right around 80,000 fans.
It's incredible.
On game day Saturdays. And just the buildup of the week and the tailgating around the stadium, you know, it rivals any professional sport you've been to. And I know here, you know, the rugby and Gaelic football are massive, and Ireland has one of the great rugby teams in the world, and so it has that kind of vibe. You know, it's a connection to our past. It's a connection to the history of the university and all the people that came before us. And I tell you, it's about making memories, and we're hoping to make a great memory tomorrow night at Aviva Stadium.
And it's lucrative as well. So Ger was talking about it earlier, like the business model, all the other kind of collegiate sports, and lots of us watching the Olympics would have been cheering on Irish athletes who are over on programs in the States, you know, and Rashid Adelecki running out of Texas, and Mona McSharry swimming out of Tennessee. Like all of that is kind of subsidized by the football.
In a lot of, no question about it. I mean, it's big boy business. Much of the pomp and circumstance and history and all the things you talk about around the game, you gotta go out and perform. And there's high expectation. You know, our head football coach, Mike Norvell, his first 2 years, he took over during COVID. Tough to build a culture, obviously, when that's going on. It took a little bit of time to get it going. And there were some people on the outside that thought he was on the hot seat. Well, we knew internally that he was just getting started. And so Florida State's won 23 games over the last 2 years. That's the fifth most of any team in college football. And coming off of a 13-0 regular season last year, which is elite, period. So, you know, you have high expectations. You got to perform. And you're like you said, it's big boy business. It's millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars. And you're right. The success of college football really helps subsidize the rest of the athletics program.
So who are the players on the field tomorrow? Be they playing for kind of Georgia Tech or Florida State, who we might suspect or expect to see at the higher levels of the NFL in the years to come?
Yeah, well, two outstanding quarterbacks. Ours is in a first year at his third school. That's also something new with college athletics. It's called the transfer portal.
Yes.
You can move around. You used to not be able to transfer without having to sit out a full year, sometimes two. And so now, as we've, you know, grab more common sense in college athletics, that is happening. Name, image, and likeness, providing payment and compensation to players is also really taking off right now in this era of college athletics. But our quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei, is...